Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and more specifically from we're talking about Future Frames this year. Fred Film Radio is media partner of the Future Frames platform organized by the EFP, and I'm very pleased to be joined by one of this year's participants, Clemens Pichler, director of Diorama. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello. Thanks for interviewing me.
Well, very simple question to start off the interview. Would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of your film?
Okay, Diorama, it's kind of a sad love story. We have a couple which is like in a dreamy kind of room landscape. We don't know where we are. It's not real. And they kind of discussing why the relationship didn't work out. And from there, we jump into flashbacks and we see like important stations in their relationships and how it turned out that they are where they are.
Oh, wonderful. You play a lot with the narrative structure there then in this film.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Is that something that you like to do, writing? And if so, how do you kind of work with such a different narrative structure? Do you write it in chronological order and then play around with the scenes?
That's a good question. It was a collaboration with my screenwriter. We wrote it together, so it's hard to... Try to find out, but no, I think we didn't write in chronological order and change it then. It used to be like this. The flashbacks, they are kind of chronological, like we start in the beginning and we continue. And I think for both of us it was kind of a feeling towards the subject we shared, and so it felt very naturally tell the story that way. And it's funny too, because many people like ask me, oh, it's quite an unusual way to tell a story, and obviously I can understand why people think it's unusual, but for me it's so not unusual, because it's just like it is.
So I guess it's dictated by a lot of feeling.
Yeah, so it's like when you have a weird dream and you wake up and then it's your dream and it makes sense because it was your dream.
Yeah.
But if you tell someone else, he says like, oh, that's weird. And yes, it is. It sounds weird. But
I like that, yeah.
The moment you wake up, it feels very natural because it just happened. Yeah.
I like that. That's the way you used the dream comparison. That's really cool. But is there any personal reason for making the film?
Oh, yes, many. Like, filmmaking in itself, it's impossible if you don't have personal reasons, various ones. It was kind of a jokey thing, but when I applied at film school, they asked me, what movies are you going to do and why are you doing it like you do? And I said, oh, I'm kind of like coming from lower middle class and I don't have this gangster story. So like the biggest damages I went through have been love related, like the pain and sorrowness. And it seems like this kind of stories kept on putting an effect on me, and I'm still working around them.
Yeah. That's great. And now the film is being screened as part of Future Frames here at Carlo Vivari. But what has been the experience been so far as part of Future Frames?
It's really nice. We enjoyed a lot. We're a group of 10 filmmakers. I think it's a really good system for us newcomers to put us in this kind of group, because we are all in the same situation. We are all presenting our last film from film school and like going to do the next step, but we're in a festival where most of the other ones are like professionals. So by put us together, there's lots of interchange of opinions and feelings, so we are not lost. And it's really nice that Future Frames, I think what I really enjoy is it's like a combination that the organization which selected us is collaborating with the program department of the festival.
There you go. Yeah,
so
yeah.
We are kind of selected by both of them, and you can feel it, like the festival knew who we are. They wrote the synopsis newly for us.
Yeah.
And there's really strong passion for film on Carlo Vivari Festival, and we feel that, and that feels really good.
Well, incidentally, is it your first time at the festival?
No.
Oh, it's not. No. So you come here a lot. What do you think of the festival?
It's funny, because I had my national premiere in the Internationale Hofer Filmtage, which is kind of a big, important festival in Germany. But the trick was there that it's like a very small town in a very undeveloped province. And they brought the festival there to kind of enrich the environment of the city and give some cultural input. And And then you go to Carlo Vivari and like it's beautiful and the festival is huge. And so I think Carlo Vivari, what I really like, it's like it has the grandness of an A festival, but has the familiarity and the film passion of like the small festivals. Yeah. And that's really nice.
Well, let's talk about your future now. Are you working on anything right now? Is there anything in particular that you would like to talk about?
Yes, we are developing. I'm working with the same author, and actually he's the same editor.
Oh.
I had an author who was editing as well, which was like a very unusual combination, very tricky one, very demanding one, but then very fulfilling one as well. And we decided we're going to do another project and now develop and write on the feature.
Oh, great. Well, we'll watch this space and hopefully we'll see it come to life very soon. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best for the screening.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.